Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. Recently, I sat down for a conversation with Tarek Halu and Angel McDonald. Angel grew up in Petersburg, and Tarek is originally from Jordan. They met here in town in 2008 and are now married and have a little girl named Jude. In this short excerpt, the couple talks about how they met and eventually decided to marry.
You know, that's probably the last thing I ever expected in my life, back in 2008. Would have ever thought that was my future husband, who first saw me at the store, then the second time I saw him at the sauna. Sitting there, twiddling his thumbs, staring and smiling at me. He saw the best thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah, it's back to 2008 when we had the, you know, slow season, and I was an ex-student exchange program. I had to work in Canary, and I had nothing to do, just hanging around. Then I was going shopping with my friends and Hammer Weekend grocery store. I just met my life lady.
Well, there's a swimming pool too.
Yeah.
And that's the second time I saw you. The first thing I thought was when I saw you just sitting there staring at me and smiling, and I like, God, it's a creepy cannery guy that's staring at me. Dad, can you please sit between him and me? And he finally mustered up enough courage to talk to my dad, and he's like saying really nervously, "Your dad look like Bill Clinton."
Yeah, that was really fun.
And then the third time I saw him at the store, he finally started talking to me, but I couldn't understand a single word he said, except that he went to Jordan University. Everything else, I was just nodding my head. What is he saying? His accent's too heavy.
So how did you get closer? What brought you closer together?
Well, he bought some stuff at my check stand, and they left, and then I noticed him and a group of friends were standing out there by the flagpole, and I'm like, well, it's kind of slow. I think I'll try and make an excuse to carry some groceries outside so I can see him again. And there he was standing there, and he's waving me down as I help the person I was with, and runs up to me and takes out a notebook, writes down a message in Arabic and his email and his phone number. And we stayed in contact for quite a few months until I finally went to Jordan in July and got married a couple days after I got off the plane.
How did you ask her to marry you?
Well, we were talking about, you know, what kind of relation we're looking to have in the future. And, you know, as for me, in my culture, we do believe extremely in marriage. And it's the only way to have, you know, a relation. So I was make it really clear for her that if we're going to have any relationship, it would be under the marriage in parallel. And she kind was, not really thinking about marriage. She just, just to see me. And, you know, I told her, you know, my culture, you know, I can't have you more than 3 days in my house, my family house, without a serious relationship. So, and, you know, it makes the, to have a marriage, more commitment to each other, you know, more obligation, you know, make relationship really solid. And I told her, if you're gonna come, we're gonna marry, or otherwise don't come, because I don't want to put myself in really a bad situation. I mean, you know.
That reminds me of what one of Dad's friends said to him in the Bedouin culture. You're welcome there for 3 days. They'll feed you. They'll real good care of you. And then after 3 days, you'd better have a really good reason for staying there longer.
Yeah, so we were trying not to create a problem for my family as well as for me, because back in Jordan, I can't have gas in my home, I mean my parents' home, for more than 3 days without, you know, formal relationship. So
we didn't see why I was in such a hurry when you always said I was in a hurry.
Yeah, so we were looking to be, you know, together forever. So this is the main idea. And have no criticism from society as well as, you know, from the people around. So we just were trying to do the right thing. We were in a hurry.
Had to. No other choice.
You can hear the entire conversation with Tarek Halu and Angel McDonald at the Public Library in Petersburg or online at psglib.org. Just follow the link to the Listening Project. The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more about how to participate.